praise for the new primary seatbelt law in Utah, hoping that now that it's coming in, hoping that when it starts in May, we'll see more people using seatbelts and fewer people dying. Salt Lake City Deputy Chief Mike Brown and Doug McCleave with the UHP talked about what this will mean for side streets and the freeways.
This vehicle had been tripped and landed on its side. What I saw was a young girl being held by her father on the sidewalk as she passed away. Those images and those things really affected me. I can't help but think if she had been restrained, she'd be here today. And I really feel that we often think that's going to happen to somebody else. In our busy lives, as we rush to the grocery store, as we go to school, or we're only in a residential neighborhood, that won't happen. Well, I'm here to tell you that does happen, and it can happen. Seatbelts save lives. That's a fact. And
so far, our statistics show, and we track this very carefully in the Highway Patrol, we've handled 18 crashes. Well, 18 people have passed away to date on Utah highways that we've been involved with. 10 of the 18 people who passed away were not wearing seatbelts.
The Utah Foundation report did say that Utah is doing well when it comes to booster seat laws, low drunk driving rates, but there are higher numbers of pedestrian fatalities, and they'd like to see more people wearing helmets, fewer people talking on the phone while driving, and tougher teenage restrictions behind the wheel. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.